It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds lost to the Phillies on Tuesday night for the second night in a row. Final score 11-4. It was another rough start for TJ Zoik, who allowed 6 runs on 11 hits, including 3 home runs and 4-plus innings of work. Rhys Hoskins hit a 3-run homer off Zoik in the fourth and then a 2-run shot off Raver San Martin in the eighth inning. San Martin also gave up a 3-run homer to Garrett Stubbs in the ninth. The Reds scored 3 runs in the bottom of the third when Jake Fraley and Jonathan India hit back-to-back home runs. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Sam LaCure.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Sam, you look back on this ball game and kind of felt like the Reds were in it there for a while. They get the big back-to-back home runs in the third. They take the momentum back after the Phillies had scored with back-to-back homers in the top of that inning. And you kind of liked where the Reds were at. And unfortunately, the Reds just were not able to contain the Philly bats tonight and keep them in the ballpark.
Well, this is the offense that the Philly, and this is sans Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, but they put this collection together and thought that they were as competitive as any offense in the National League when it came to scoring runs. You find a rookie pitcher out there who really, you know, at this point in his career, isn't recognizing that a team is on his stuff, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. He's not realizing that, and you have a rookie catcher behind there, Michael Papirski, kind of in the same boat. So it's a veteran team over there, and they came out and they swung the bats well. It's why they've been as hot as team as any in baseball for the last 2 months.
Well, there are still some bright spots on this Reds team.
There are.
Jake Fraley has really emerged. You have to be happy with what you've seen from Jake Fraley since he's returned from the injured list. And just as hot as him, and maybe even a little more so, is Kyle Farmer.
Yeah, and Jake Fraley's, I think he's providing some energy at the top. It was nice to see Jonathan back in the lineup. That's obviously a big boost for this team. But you need to see those guys are getting on base. That 4-5-6 area, that Joey Votto, who's in a big slump right now, he needs to be driving those guys in. They can't do it all from the top, so they need to do it as a collective effort. But, yeah, Jake Fraley's looked outstanding. I right now, be hard for me to take him out of that top spot in the lineup.
I tell you what, you got to find a way to get Joey Votto going. Another 0-for tonight. It's the longest offensive drought in Joey Votto's career. Once again, final score, it's the Phillies 11, Reds 4. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Reds fall to the Phillies 11-4 on Tuesday night. Now to the highlights. Neither team scored in the first couple of innings, but both scored in the third. TJ Zoik retired the first two batters in the top of the inning, but then things changed in an instant. He had to face Derek Hall and former Red Nick Castellanos back-to-back.
Sets up a breaking ball that's lifted high in the air and deep to left. Going back, Friedel at the wall. He looks up, and that's gone. Derek Hall leaves the yard to left. That is his ninth home run of the year. And it gives the Phillies a 1-0 lead in the third. Well, we talked about it last night during the game, the plethora of two-out runs in that contest, and now a two-out solo home run for Derek Hall in the third, breaking the scoreless tie. In comes the 1-1, and this breaking ball is belted to left field. Friedel going back, looks up at the wall, and this one's gone. Four rows deep over the left field wall. And Nick Castellanos has his 11th home run of the year. He now has home runs in 5 of his last 6 games that he has played in here at Great American Ballpark.
The Reds struggled against Kyle Gibson in the first 2 innings. In fact, he struck out 5 of the 6 batters he faced, but that changed in the bottom of the third. TJ Friedel led off with a single to right. Jose Barrero flew out. Michael Papirski struck out, but leadoff hitter Jake Fraley tied the game with one swing of the bat.
2-2 pitch. And Fraley launches one deep right field. That is way back and long gone. Jake Fraley out of here to right to the moon deck. He ties this game at two. Stay hot, Jake Fraley. That is his fifth home run of the year. That is his second home run in his last four games, actually in his last two games. Homer in his final at-bat last night.
For the first time since last June, Jonathan India was hitting somewhere other than leadoff for the Reds. He batted second tonight, and it must have suited him well because after the Fraley home run, he hit one of his own.
There's Jonathan India now with nobody on and two out. The pitch, and India swings. He drives one high and deep, right center field. This is well hit. It is gone! Jonathan India and Jake Fraley go back to back. The Reds are on top 3-2, and the center fielder Brandon Marsh is down while India circles the bases.
The Reds' lead didn't last long. Zoik gave up a base hit to begin the fourth with one out. Matt Verling singled. Bryson Stott then popped up for the second out of the inning, so it looked like Zoik was going to get out of the jam, but it wasn't to be. Next up was Rhys Hoskins, and he did this.
Hoskins is 1-for-2 tonight. Reds are up 3-2 in the fourth. Hoskins first ball swinging, sends a long fly to right. Aquino going back. He's at the wall. It's gone. A three-run home run for Rhys Hoskins. And the Phillies have reclaimed the lead. It is 5-3.
Philly added another run in the fifth off Zoik. He gave up hits to the first two batters he faced and at that point was replaced on the mound by Ross Detweiler. Detweiler retired the first batter he faced, but then walked Garrett Stubbs. Next up, Matt Vierling.
1-1 to Vierling. And this ball is ripped on a line right center field. Almora lays out and he makes the catch. What a play, Albert Almora Jr. Tagging at third to score is Castellanos. It's a three-run Philly lead on the sac fly by Matt Vierling, but that ball looked like it was ticketed for the alley, and I mean Superman style. Parallel to the ground, Albert Almora Jr. lays out and makes a sensational catch.
I mean, I've got a face for radio, but that was a play for TV.
Here's the pitching line on TJ Zoik. Four innings, 11 hits, 6 runs earned, a walk, a strikeout, 3 home runs, 78 pitches, 49 for strikes. After they scored into third, the Reds' bats went pretty quiet. Kyle Gibson gave up just one more hit in the next three innings he was on the mound. He was finished after 6, striking out 11 Reds. Buck Farmer pitched 2 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts for Cincinnati, but the Phillies added to their lead in the eighth off Raver San Martin. The first batter he faced reached on an infield single. Then with 2 outs, Rhys Hoskins did it again.
1-1. Ball is launched to center field. Hit a ton. Backing up is Almora. He turns and looks, and that is gone. Off the base of the batter's eye and straightaway center field, Rhys Hoskins has his second home run tonight. That gives him 26 on the year, and it is a 5 RBI night for Rhys Hoskins. And he has a stolen base.
San Martin came back out for the ninth, and things did not get any better. He gave up a double, a single. Then after a strikeout, catcher Derek Stubbs did this.
Pitch. This ball's jolted to right field, hit a ton. Back is Aquino. He leaps at the wall. It is gone. The fifth home run of the night for the Phillies. This one is off the bat of Garrett Stubbs. His fifth home run of the year. And the Phillies have really opened things up now, hanging 3 more in the ninth. It is 11-3.
Cincinnati did score their fourth run in the bottom of the ninth. Kyle Farmer and Albert Almora Jr. both reached on base hits. Then TJ Friedl had an 8-pitch at bat, and on the 8th pitch, he did this.
And Friedl serves one into short right field. It's going to be a tough play. Nobody will get it. It drops in for a base hit. Farmer will score on TJ Friedl's second hit of the night. This time it's a 2-out RBI single into short right field.
Unfortunately, that was all the offense the Reds could muster in the ninth, and they lose 11-4. Here are the totals for Philadelphia. 11 runs, 18 hits, no errors, 9 left. Cincinnati 4-9-1-4. Gibson the winner, 8-5. Zoik the loser, 0-2. Home runs in the game, there were a bunch of them. Hall number 9, Castellanos number 11, Hoskins number 25 and 26 for Philadelphia, Stubbs number 5 for Cincinnati, Fraley number 5, India number 8. 3 hours and 20 minutes, 17,074 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Tomorrow, it is the finale of the three-game series and the finale of the Reds' homestand. Left-hander Nick Lodolo goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 3-4 with a 4.72 ERA. Lefty Ranger Suarez pitches for Philly. He's 8-5, his ERA 3.52. We're on the air with the pregame show at 12:05. First pitch is scheduled for 12:35. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Phillies beat the Reds 11-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.